T.
Hi, everyone.
P.
Prepare yourselves for an unforgettable encounter.
O.
And I beg to differ!
Theme Parks Orlando.
Welcome to the Turnstiles. This is Theme Parks Orlando, the podcast about everything theme parks in Orlando. I'm Tess, themed entertainment specialist, and to my left is...
Bush.
And to his left is...
Rex, ready to ride, baby.
Welcome to the show, guys. We are going to start with the news. Two Florida men were caught selling used theme park tickets. They've been charged with selling $13,000 worth of bogus theme park tickets. Detectives uncovered 131 theme park tickets as part of the bust.
Were they printing them?
No. What actually happened was they took theme park tickets that, let's say, for instance, had 7 days on them, and they used two. They would go and resell them as a seven-day ticket. And so they're using that.
People didn't realize that there was only 5 days left.
Not just that, but the fingerprint technology. Now they go to the gate. They think they got this nice new 7 day ticket. They go to the gate. There's no name on it. They put their finger down. Oh, you're not the same people who used it before. What? Use it before. How are you going to find these guys? They're selling them on the streets. So they have been arrested. So all of you out there who are looking to get theme park tickets for Orlando.
Get them through the proper channels.
I completely agree. Disney's Hollywood Studios will be closing the Magic of Disney Animation this month. The last day will be July 12th. How do you feel about that?
I don't even know what it is.
Neither do I.
It's a skipper. It's kind of like the Lucille Ball experience at the front of Universal Studios.
Didn't know that existed either.
Case in point. There will also be no more extra magic hours at the Downtown Disney Hilton next year. The Hilton Orlando Lake Buena Vista, a downtown Disney area hotel, it's directly across from the downtown Disney bus loop, will no longer offer guests the extra magic hour starting January 1st. So right now, the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin and Shades of Green are the only ones that are on Disney property, not owned by Disney, that will continue operating with the extra magic hours. Think it'll deter people from staying at those extra hotels that aren't part of the Disney hotels?
Fanatics. It could.
Definitely not. They're the best hotels to stay at, but that's for another show.
True statement. So we have dissenting views, but we will see if anybody listening to the podcast will actually stay at that hotel or not. I know I will not be.
Because you're a fanatic.
That is a very true statement. That and Universal offer some of the best hotel deals in the world, so I can't really stay anywhere else. Universal is suing Orlando property appraiser Richard Singh. And what this is Universal City Development Partners, which owns Universal Theme Parks, are suing him over the value he placed on their 21,000 space parking garage, a giant one that's in the on the east side of their property. How much do you think that this property appraiser valued the parking lot worth? 21,000 spaces.
How many square feet?
It does not say in the story how many square feet. But I do know for building purposes, at least a couple years ago, it was $1,000 per spot to build a parking garage.
So, a couple million?
How many million do you think?
10 million.
10 million you think you valued the parking garage at, and that's why they're suing you. How much do you think they valued?
2.5.
Million?
Million.
Singh appraised the garage's value at $148.6 million.
And they're suing him for that?
Universal says that it's too high and it's been subject to arbitrary and disparate treatment. And basically,
why would they want their land to be lower, worth
because
less?
Because the taxes are super expensive on a land that's worth $148 million, and that's what they're basically suing over. It's not something that they're looking to flip. If they're looking to flip it, obviously, like you said, they'd want the higher value, but they're not looking to flip it, so they want to have lower tax rates. So basically, per spot, it costs $70,761 and 90 cents, which would mean that it would take over 16 years of one person parking in every single spot in their entire parking lot every day for over 16 years just to hit the value.
So one parking spot in that parking garage is worth more than my house.
If your house is worth less than $70,761, then that is correct.
I don't own a house. I rent an apartment, so I was just trying to make a joke, but you called me out.
Well, if this was a condo instead of an apartment, then I would say yes.
It's probably worth right around that.
Yeah, right around the same amount. So you having a parking spot outside might tip the balance in your favor, but I would prefer your home over the parking spot personally. SeaWorld Orlando raised its starting pay to $9.50. They went from $9 to $9.50, affecting about 3,000 employees in the area. Their total employment, 6,500, so that...
What's the annual impact?
It would be 50 cents times 3,000 employees times 2,080, which is why you have a calculator out now, which we will soon find out, but... What I was most intrigued with was the fact that it's about half their employees are minimum wage employees. Half. I don't know what it's like at the other parks, but...
It feels like you may be trying to put some unwanted bias towards it right there without doing proper research.
I'm not trying to bias anything. I'm just trying to say I'd like it if they raised the people who stayed in their seat properly. 3,000 employees, 50 cents, so 1,500 times... 2080. That's assuming everybody works a 40-hour week.
2080. Where do you get 2080 from?
2,080 hours.
That's $3 million. $3 million impact.
Yep. Which is probably why it's a tough decision to do that. I'm just thinking it's better to raise current employees to keep them engaged in your operation. So they're one, not at minimum wage. So they two, you don't have as high of an employee turnover, and then you don't have to pay the. I think it's $5,000 for every new employee you bring in.
Yeah.
So that's just my thought. Not saying this was a good or bad thing, but that's my thing about it.
Good for the employees.
Yes, for those 3,000 minimum wage employees. And this isn't necessarily theme park news, but it is Orlando attraction news. The Skyscraper roller coaster that's going down International Drive has clear plans with the FAA. It's the 700-foot Skyscraper roller coaster structure. It includes a restaurant and observation deck. I don't know. Have you guys seen it? It's called the. It's a polar coaster.
Where is it going to be?
Is it like the Sky Coaster? Is that the type of thing that they're going for?
No. It's on International Drive. Basically, think of the Stratosphere, but 700 feet tall and not, I don't know, 10,000 feet tall or whatever it is, and having a roller coaster all the way down from the ground to the top. Yeah, it's a pretty intriguing idea. They're kind of attaching it to where they have the Orlando Eye and. That sort of area.
It's a standalone ride and attraction.
Yes.
And a couple of days ago, it did break down the Orlando Eye. For 45 minutes, people were stuck on it for.
I hope the cabins are pretty big. I've never been on it myself.
No, right.
Yeah. I hope it's air conditioned.
On the London Eye, which
I wouldn't want to be in a hot box in the middle of July for 45 minutes. That's for sure. So that is, unless you guys have other stuff, that is all the news I have for today.
I think we should just roll into our top seven.
So today, as you might guess from the title, we are doing top seven theme parks. We thought it would be a good introduction into who we are, our likes, our dislikes, our tastes. So we'll have our top seven list. We'll also do some trip planning to help guide people who need it for trip planning. Maybe even a little... invention on our own theme parks. If we were to create our own, if we were to morph a theme park that's existing, what we think should be done, those sorts of things to keep the topics different and refreshing. So since Bush has spoken the least, I think it'd be perfect for him to lead us off with his number seven theme park.
But I will do, but part of the name and the part, I just want to make a point here that Busch Gardens would be very high up on mine, but The specialist over here has banned me from using it because it's not in Orlando. But I feel any vacation to Orlando should
What's the name of our podcast?
If I remember correctly, it's actually Theme Parks Orlando. And also, I'm not good with maps, but I would say that Tampa and Orlando are not located in the same part of the map.
But the point is whenever you're going on vacation to Orlando... from anywhere in the country outside of Florida, you're probably going to include a visit to Tampa and Busch Gardens on it. So for all the people listening who are coming mm-hmm. to Orlando, there will be parts in including Busch Gardens on it. Mm-hmm. But on this one, at Tess's protest, it will not be.
I'm glad you made that statement that everybody coming to Orlando that doesn't live in Florida goes to Busch Gardens, because there's 62 million visitors a year to Orlando, and they barely get 2 million at Busch Gardens. Barely. So I don't think that statement's accurate. I don't think it's backed up with facts. But go ahead and make blatant statements. Go
from
on.
England, then. From England, then. But there we go. Like you did about
it's
the...
2 million Englanders that go anyway. To Busch Gardens.
Yeah, I think that's about it. And they don't even go to the good one. The good one is the one that's set in England. It's up in Williamsburg in Virginia. And it's the English Busch Gardens. It's great. Going down here. Not a fan.
All right, number 7, Orlando Theme Park. Bush, what you got?
Magic Kingdom. It's highly unfortunate. I think it
Are
is
you kidding?
A great. I think if it if, can I finish? Can I even start?
Of course. I just had a real shock. I almost spit out what I was drinking.
Look, my main minus is it lots of kids. Again, this may
Don't
change.
You have a kid?
Now I have. I do have a 6-month-old, which I haven't been there with. And my next point is that I think it has the potential to be number one. It really does. And I can see it. But just for me right now, mm-hmm. too many kids. I've not been with a kid. And it just, the rides don't do it.
Well, when
Think it is an iconic part. And the monorail on the ride in, on the boat to get in. I think it's great. I can't really put too many negatives. Just I don't go there when I go up. It doesn't draw it to me. Now, with my son, maybe it will.
I don't disagree with you there. I mean, it is more for kids, I think.
Kids are definitely the most annoying thing about the theme park, but saying that it has the potential to be number one, well, of course it does. It has like 84 rides. It has more rides than every other
what
park in Orlando.
It has the potential to be number one in 5 years when his son is actually able to go and enjoy
it. Exactly, and I can see my son enjoying it, and it's got that. It could be. It could well be. But for me right now, it doesn't draw me to it for any reason. The
so
rides
episode.
Are, eh.
TP, you know, our TPO episode number 250. When we revisit our top 7 theme parks, then Bush might have Magic Kingdom at number 1.
It's possible, but I will give it to you. On my last trip to Orlando, which was a couple weeks ago, the most annoying thing about Magic Kingdom was there were so many effing kids, and I totally didn't expect it because I'd gone to the other 3 parks on the same day, and it was clearly littered with kids. They were
my
everywhere.
Point.
But exactly. Some of our listeners may have children, and Magic Kingdom is a viable option for a theme park.
Just make sure they're not annoying in the theme park.
I think if you've never been to Orlando or any of the theme parks in Orlando and you're a first-time visitor and you have kids, Magic Kingdom is the place to go.
100%. It's the most iconic as well. The entrance and the castle.
Correct. Yeah. So that's the place you have to visit if you've never been to an Orlando theme park.
19,
you have to go
19.2
there.
Million visitors a year.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
And I'm not one.
So I'll throw out my number 7, and my number 7 is Epcot.
Hooray!
When I approached this list, I just kind of thought of what parks I'd want to go to the most, and what parks I'd enjoy the most. So Epcot, they have food and drinks. That's what Epcot has mm-hmm. in my mind. That's the way I view Epcot. Food and drinks. There's not a single ride in Epcot that entices me at all whatsoever. And you just kind of walk around and go from restaurant to restaurant and drink to drink and try different things in each country, and that's it. I don't even know that it's that informative anymore. Maybe 20 years ago, but there's nothing new they brought to the table in my least favorite theme park.
They definitely attempted to have an edutainment theme, and I feel like they failed miserably, especially with Tron Track now taking out something that was at least slightly educational.
Yeah.
I get it, people didn't necessarily love that ride, but it told you the experience of what your car goes through when it gets tested at a facility, specifically a GM facility.
Good point.
Now, Tron Track? Really? Like, okay. Don't get it. Don't go where you're going.
So now it's just a crappy ride with no education.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Epcot number 7.
Well,
what do you got, Tess?
I'm getting a kick straight to me. I was waiting for Bush to jump in, but
you have a rebuttal?
No. I'm not gonna. Fair point, but we'll talk about it when it gets to later.
I'm guessing Epcot's a little higher on Bush's list.
A little higher.
Don't worry, I'm gonna lay a haymaker down next. but right now, At number 7, I have SeaWorld, which I think is clearly the worst theme park in Orlando. When I made my list, I listed 6 theme parks with the different aspects that they brought to the table. In my mind, SeaWorld is not even in that discussion because it's such a bad theme park. I kind of have 4 tiers of theme parks in Orlando, and SeaWorld is the 4th tier all alone. Why it is you look at the rides, right? Manta is a real ride. Get it? Great. Kraken doesn't really have a story, so I'll give it half a ride. Journey to Atlantis is always broken. It's broken. It's as bad as Splash Mountain. Arctic Adventure, I really enjoy it, but it wasn't even active last time I was there. They had crossed it over to that holiday movie where the kid gets... The Polar Express, where the kid gets transported on a train to the North Pole. But it's also known for shows, so I'm not a big fan of shows, so you gotta take that into account. I'm a big attraction guy, ride guy, not a big show guy. But there's a lot of lack of story. The rides have additional costs because there's so many animals that are involved. That's a really high cost. It's one of the things Animal Kingdom has to deal with. It's got a really disorganized layout. It's got no signature food, no strong theme, no strong nighttime show. I know they're trying to do something for the summer, but continually you don't have a Fantasmic there, someone who brings people in. You don't have an Illuminations there that brings people in. Even for the locals, it doesn't bring them in. All the food sucks. Literally all of them. I've gone to the Sharks Underwater Grill. This is the one sit-down restaurant there, the signature restaurant, and the food was barely edible. It was horrific. It was a beautiful bar. It was like an aquarium inside of the bar. So you sit down and you're eating on top of fish. But the food... I probably could have gotten better food from the Panda Express.
See, when I go to theme park, and I get what you're saying, because I knew this would be bottom of your list, because you're all about the overall total experience of from the second you walk in to the second you leave, and mm-hmm. all the intangibles that the park offers, and things that most people don't look at, but that's why you're Tess, and that's why your name is what your name is.
He's the a theme, critic, the theme, basically the a theme, film theme, critic.
Yeah, the themed entertainment specialist.
Theme park critic.
But when I go to a theme park, I'm not worried about the quality of the food, to be honest with you. I'm going to grab a quick bite to eat with whatever crap they have, scarf it down, and then run to the next ride.
I think that would have been great in the 1950s, but now I'm more concerned about not getting food poisoning and actually enjoying my experience. So when I go to somewhere like, I know this is going way over the top, but going somewhere like the Mythos, where they really create an experience, have amazing food, like that's the level that we've set. That's the level we need to get to. The 3 broomsticks. That's the level that these theme parks are going to. And I feel like SeaWorld is lacking in that. They haven't brought their theme park to that level, or even halfway to that level where they should be.
Yeah, you're right. You have a point. I don't think, when I think theme parks, I don't think food.
Yet. But you will one of these days.
Might be behind the curve.
So, number 6 over to...
All right, this may cause some anger, but again, I'm going to the one, I go through ones that I want to go to. I enjoy going to. So number 6 is Universal Studios.
What? Oh, what is wrong with you?
God.
It just doesn't... the staff is... It's not Disney staff. People are just... They're not as happy there. It's a point, and I make it all the time.
Have you been there in the last 10 years?
Yeah. I went with you, and we...
the staff is great!
So it's the same conversation. It just doesn't... It just doesn't do anything for me.
Universal Studios 10 years ago and Universal Studios now are 2 totally different places.
Well, maybe I'm still stuck in the 90s, but there we go.
When was the last time you've been?
We were with
a year ago with Tess.
That wasn't even a year. It was like 9 months ago.
Yeah. It just doesn't... It's enjoyable, but it doesn't... As I was going through, it's one of the ones that went down when I'm going through. I thought it would be higher, but I just couldn't put it in anywhere higher. My reason? I don't really have any reasons. I do enjoy The Mummy. I love E.T., you may ride the Ripper Rocket, pretty good. But that's all the memorable stuff that really pops out at me.
The Simpsons?
No, it's one of them rides I can't do.
Makes you
too
sick?
Too old, it makes me sick, yeah.
A Men in Black Alien Attack?
Yeah, it is what it is. It's fun to shoot, but it doesn't draw me to it.
Transformers?
Jaws is not there anymore, so I can't do Transformers either.
Gringotts?
I can't do Gringotts either.
So basically you're too old for that park.
Basically I'm too old.
Okay, I get it.
And it doesn't.
Fully get
so
it.
So just doesn't...
All you 33-year-old fogies out there, Universal Studios might be too intense for you.
So it's just my opinion. I can see why people would have it number 1, number 2. I get it, but it's not for me. And And that's why I'm on the show, I guess. A different opinion.
I agree. I would say you're definitely more the family man. You definitely bring that family perspective.
He just said he hates Magic Kingdom because there's so many kids. How is he the family man?
Soon to be a bit more. Once my son gets to go, maybe my views will change again. It's all right. Up in the air.
My number six. You got more?
No.
Okay. My number six is Animal Kingdom. Again, I base this list off of parks I'd like to go to. Animal Kingdom, there's only really one ride. Dinosaur. What else?
Expedition Everest.
Did
you forget about it?
I forgot about it.
Okay, that's fair.
It's not great. It's okay.
You don't like the Disco Yeti?
Yeah.
you don't like the broken down Yeti?
I forgot about Expedition Everest. But that's an okay ride. Dinosaur's a great ride. Great Ride and Dinosaur, Expedition Everest, so-so.
And a Bug's Life show.
It's a good show.
Bug's Life show is good. The animals, I don't know, it just doesn't do it for me, the whole animal experience. And being that it's called Animal Kingdom and it's all about the animals, doesn't do much. The Tree of Life is cool, but not much else. I wouldn't want to, it's not a park that draws me to go back to it multiple times over and over and over. So if I had to choose a park to go to, that would be towards the bottom of my list.
I heard something recently where if you notice when you walk into the theme park, you have to walk through an area. It's very shaded, which is nice. It's very cool where there are animals behind glass on the left and right-hand side. And then you cross over, and then you see the Tree of Life, you know, the big reveal. And I heard something that they had built that because Joe Rohde wanted, the creator and designer of Animal Kingdom, wanted to teach guests that they had to be patient. And that's why you can hardly see any animals or anything in the glass.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. I want to test my patience when I go to a theme park.
It just didn't make any sense. So I would agree with all the points that you're making. And Dinosaur's phenomenal attraction. Although they have changed it recently. They turn on the lights more.
Ooh, Dinosaur. I haven't been on it recently.
There's positives and negatives to it. They're missing a couple show scenes. They should add some horticulture, some plants and flowers, even if they're fake. Because there's one corner specifically that's just a giant wall. And there's
kind
a lot of
brings you out of the experience. The experience.
But what it does is they all of a sudden turn off the lights right before the end, and you get in the Tyrannodon is right in front of you and takes your picture. So then you go from being in like a little bit of light and being able to see it to complete pitch black darkness. And since your eyes adjust to the light, then go into darkness.
You can't see anything.
No, it's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
It's the part where he goes, like, lost attraction, and then he starts going left, right, left, right. You're blind. You're completely blind. So I like the change. I just think they need to do a little more with it, and then it's there again.
Nice. So what's your number six, Tess?
My number six is your number seven, Epcot. It's basically, as you had said earlier, paying $100 to go to Downtown Disney. You're paying a lot of money for retail and food. That's basically it. Yes, it has Test Track. Yes, it is Mission Space, which I actually really like, but it makes a lot of people sick and has killed two people.
Everybody dies at Disney.
Yes, everybody dies in the ambulance leaving Disney, miraculously. Even the person whose body they found in the morning at the lake in the middle of the Magic Kingdom. But I digress. Figment, if you like Figment, you might want to ride it now because the success of Inside Out will definitely speed up the loss of that and Captain EO. Those will be going very soon from the Imagination Pavilion, just to let you know. Soarin', I know this is one person's favorite ride. This is another...
It's a crappy ride.
I agree. I don't need to watch anything on IMAX and have smells shot at me. I mean, it's not... That's not a ride.
I can do that by going to an IMAX theater and sitting next to people with nachos.
I can do that in my living room with my projector screen, and I can throw popcorn at my face.
And you guys are fancy.
Ellen's Energy Adventure, I like it. It's just really, really freaking long. It's a great break in the middle of the day, I gotta admit, but it's really long. Living with the Land, I always go on it. Turtle Talk with Crush, I think, is a very cute attraction show. That's Spaceship Earth, cute. It's one of those things you have to do every time. It's that first
Brilliant.
Thing you have to do in a park. You have to. I can't think of any other thing that's like the first thing you go to every time, but it is for Spaceship Earth. It's got great special events. You cannot beat the special events there, though. Food and wine, you know, they're great at taking money out of your pocket at Epcot, and that's probably why it's at number six. And a great nighttime spectacular. But there's too many themes. There's really no theme. You know, is it edutainment? Like you pointed out, There's Future World. Is it? Where's Mission Space fit into Future World? Where's Test Track fit into Future World? All the countries. World Showcase is kind of a waste because they have no rides in anything except for Mexico, and they closed my favorite ride over there, which was the Maelstrom. And
Norway? You mean the Maelstrom in Norway, not Mexico?
Yes. Okay. Oh, no, Mexico's the only other ride. It's the Three Caballeros. Mm-hmm. Sorry, misspoke. And it's only really fun if you can eat and drink your body weight. That's pretty much the only way to fully enjoy
your
day.
What are you trying to say here?
I'm not insinuating anything.
Number five. Bush, what you got?
Number five is actually Animal Kingdom, right? That you talked about. It's very small. It doesn't take
That's
too long. I think.
It's only 500 acres.
Yeah, very small. Which is, again, probably the minus point. There's not too much to do there. But, again, it's a good park if you want to go early in the morning and want to do something in the afternoon. You know, you want to plan a shopping trip or whatever you want to do. It's good for that. As you commented on Bugs Life Dinosaur, the two things I put, I do really enjoy. And I do enjoy the animals and the safari. But they changed the script on the safari, I believe, which...
Yes.
Has made it worse. Definitely has made it worse, and it may have been a bit higher up, but for that, and I'm still angry about it.
I agree. Come There's in, no Simba more, One.
Come in, Simba One, right, exactly.
Where's Simba One?
You can't, it doesn't. So, there we go.
They're actually trying to make that a nighttime adventure now as well and rebuild a story into it. So, but the That's problem they're having is they took.
The animals are asleep?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. It took them years to teach the animals, don't come out at night, stay in the barn at night. And now they're trying to force them to go to the barn in the middle of the day. Then they flip on all the lights, redo all the enrichment activities, which are basically the things that they use to get the animals close to the vehicles, and then bring them back out at night. But they
those
have to
poor damn animals.
Yeah.
Just leave them alone.
Yeah, but it's okay, you know, that's humane in humans' view.
Speaking of poor animals, my number five is SeaWorld.
Nice.
I actually do enjoy SeaWorld because I like some of the shows. Well, Clyde and Seymour's not there anymore.
It is the new one.
The new one. I haven't seen the new one yet, but I used to love Clyde and Seymour. I do like the sea creatures, and I think it's kind of cool. They have good shows. Manta, fun ride. I enjoy it, but not quite as much as the rest of the parks on my list, obviously. And not too much of a repeat visit value to it. Because once you've seen the shows a couple times, and it's kind of dull going back and watching them again. So, really, it's just the rides, and they don't have much in the rides category. So, that's my number five.
I'd agree. If you want a really cool experience, though, ride Manta the front, and then ride Manta the back. The G-forces you pull on the back of that attraction are nuts.
That I have not done yet, so I'll take a visit back to just try it out.
Yeah, just make sure you're in fit physical condition, or you might injure something. It pulls G. So my number five is Animal Kingdom, which is really amazing because it's the exact same as Bush's.
You guys usually don't agree on much.
Yeah, exactly. And Rex, we had the same order except for you had SeaWorld after these two when I had them before.
Yeah.
Everything you guys spoke about is pretty much the positive except for the fact that I think Dinoland USA is one of the most, if not the most, complete land anywhere. It's got the kids attraction. It's got that little mini coaster, which is kind of like a thrill ride. It's got Dinosaur, which I view as one of the best attractions in any park anywhere in Orlando.
Could be high on your list in the future.
That it would be. It's a very complete attraction from the queue all the way through to the exit queue. It's got retail. It's got an overarching theme that fits. It's got a kids' play area. It's got a quick service restaurant. It's got a snack restaurant. It's got a show. I mean, it's got everything you need.
That is a good point.
In an area. And that's one of those things that where I took Animal Kingdom and it was even lower on my list, but I had to bring it to the next level because of Dinoland USA and what it brings to the table.
And the Rainforest Cafe on the way out. Quite a cool place to go eat.
That's a really good point. The inside-outside aspect of Animal Kingdom, where you can leave the park, but then come right back in because they have a personal turnstile for you if you eat at Animal Kingdom. Or at Rainforest Cafe. The things that kept it low were there's no interactive park element, there's no dessert fountain, there's no nighttime show. they ruined the initial build because they were supposed to have imaginary creatures in there. Basically, if you went to Lost Continent when it was first opened up at Islands of Adventure, that was supposed to be all in Animal Kingdom. But they fired all the Imagineers, and they cut that plan out, and all of them took their plans and got hired by Universal.
Nice.
And that's why they stuck doing Dragons. It was supposed to be a coaster that started out as a regular coaster like the Mummy, where you're it's sit down, and then the bottom was going to drop out of your coaster, and it was going to be floorless halfway through the
Building Dragons?
Yes. Yeah, imagine that coaster. So that's one of the reasons why it's slow. To me, it's not even a half-day park. I've done the park in 3 hours. That's really bad. They're trying to add Avatar to add something to that. But the one thing I can say is Harambe Market, they're on the right foot with Harambe Market. I went there recently just to go up there and try it, and they had amazing ribs. They had a nice little salad on the side. The dessert was phenomenal. They had a coconut dessert. It was phenomenal. And the watermelon lemonade was so good. It was $4 for like an 8-ounce cup. I had to get two. It was absolute fire. It was so good. I'm going to go back to Animal Kingdom just to get watermelon lemonade. It's amazing. And the Yak and Yeti is a great restaurant.
Food and drink, this guy. And then Epcot Solar. It's very strange. Yeah, because
they have good food and drink, not food and drink straight out of the 80s. So since they're branching into the next generation
that's a fair point.
Of food and drink, that's why I have Animal Kingdom at number 5.
All right, number 4. Bush.
Oh, boy. Islands of Adventure.
Oh, come on! Just
stop the show.
Stop the show now.
Why? Go ahead.
Well. Two centered around rides. It's all, I mean, I get that when you go in a theme park, you're going for rides, but sometimes, but none of them really... Hit the top for me.
Spider-Man.
It doesn't do it.
Hulk, Spider-Man.
Hulk, no. After the first three loops, like we'll talk about
Hulk
in another
dueling
episode.
Dragons.
It doesn't.
Jurassic Park.
Harry Potter.
Poseidon's Fury.
No. Definitely not Poseidon's Fury.
Dr. Seuss.
No, Dr. Seuss landing very boring. It doesn't... There is nothing. The last two areas especially. I do enjoy Popeyes.
Wait, what
and
are the last two areas? Sorry, you can go both directions of that park.
The way I go, I go left.
Okay.
You go Hulk and then
so the
around.
Last
so
two
Seuss,
with Poseidon and
Seuss.
Seuss. Doesn't, I mean, really, apart from the green
correct?
Eggs and stuff, I don't know. It doesn't really do
awesomely, it's an awesome theme in Seuss Landing.
It's kind of,
You know they don't have a single straight line in Seuss,
I know.
Seuss Landing?
No, that is cool.
Carousel, red fish, blue fish, one fish, two fish, or whatever. The chai trolley in the sky, the cat in the hat, e-ticket.
There is only one ride in my top 7 that will be coming, so you've got that to look forward to.
Sweet.
I did say great eating, though, going from you. There is good food there. The bakery on your way in, very good bakery on your way in. You got the Mythos, which you're always banging on about. And one thing I did note, though, which may make it higher, all I want is a peddler to go out in the middle of the lake in the middle and just sit there and relax. That's all I want. So,
what?
Yep.
It's a battle boat. It's a pedal boat.
A pedalo.
A pedalo?
Yeah, what do you, you know, when...
sounds like somebody should... pulls up in a van trying to get little kids a
definitely not one of them. What do you...
a pedal boat.
A paddle boat. Okay,
right,
boat.
You sit
right.
in the
what
boat
you,
and you pedal out.
People in England may understand what I was
what a pedal boat is? They know what that is?
A pedalo.
What if I push you in the middle of the lake? Would it make it higher on your list?
I gotta Google this, a pedalo.
A pedalo.
So
Google
that's your number
that.
4.
So that is my number 4. So I'm not gonna anger you anymore and move on, but accept it.
Could I put you in the middle of the lake? Would that make it your top 3? But put you in the middle. Somehow got you.
No, I just thought it was a cool idea.
He's right, a pedalo. Yeah. Yeah, we call it a paddle boat. Yeah, it says British English.
No, you do
it. As a pedalo.
Aluminium, same thing. Yeah. Yeah, we got the same.
I'm glad we have that perspective from the other side of the pond on the show.
He wants to get in the middle of the pond. That's his goal with the pedalo.
Yes, I do.
All right, my number 4, I have Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom, I don't particularly enjoy any of the rides anymore because I think I've kind of outgrown most of the rides at Magic Kingdom because now I go on them as an adult and it's you know, they're not great, but the nostalgia factor for Magic Kingdom is tremendous. It's my first memory of Disney walking up to Cinderella's castle, and it really is a magical place, Magic Kingdom. Like I said, rides, you know, Space Mountain, Thunder Mountain, all the classics. They're okay, not great, but just the nostalgia factor, the family fun factor, the theming, everything. They've taken away a few of my favorite attractions, like Alien Encounter.
Oh, man, I missed Alien Encounter.
So it would have been higher up on the list if that's still existed there, but I have to give it a nod just because of it's iconic. It's Magic Kingdom, and I actually want to go back because I haven't been in years, just for the simple fact that the rides didn't attract me too much, but I want to go back and kind of experience it again, just because. And I think it has the most visitors of any theme park.
19.2 million.
Yeah.
So. I like what you said at the end about what they were doing with Tomorrowland, and they were trying to tie it in all in with XS. The group that did the Alien Encounter, or in the show, they quote-unquote made Alien Encounter. They were going to overarch the entire Tomorrowland area with XS in the 90s. That was their goal. There were even XS signs in Tomorrowland, because they were going to branch out and have every attraction touch the XS, which was going to be that darker version of Tomorrowland. And I agree with you completely. If they would have kept going with that, what kind of Tomorrowland would we have? We'd Ooh. Have an area for adults in Magic Kingdom,
which would have been great.
That's
because now you have something that would, right?
Yeah, and think about kids going through it. It's no, you can't go on this. No, you can't go on this. We got to go over here. After how many years that kid hears no, 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 when he
they're
finally
gonna
gets the yes,
go back,
yearning for it, dying to go on it, and that's what I would have loved to see, that transformation. They even had excess in Disney Quest, which is now going to be torn down, and there's going to be an NBA attraction there, but. They even brought XS into there because they were really trying to branch out XS and use that as a darker version of their brand. I really hate the fact they got rid of it, but, you know, c'est la vie.
All right, what you got for number four?
Number four, I actually have Disney's Hollywood Studios. And the reason I have Hollywood Studios is, let's go through the rides here. Toy Story Midway Mania, one of the best shooters around. If either Men in Black or Toy Story Midway Mania, in my opinion, are the best shooters. So a really good shooter. Just the line is like 8 hours long. I can't wait all day for one ride. Tower Terror, one of the best rides anywhere. Amazing. Hands down. Star Tours 2.0. Love what they did with Star Tours. Rock and Roller Coaster. It's, you know, you do one backflip. Congratulations. Great. You have a launch that's almost as good as the Hulk's.
It's better than the Hulk.
Quicker than the Hulk.
No.
Faster than the Hulk's.
Right. Great. Where's the...
There's no roar. I get it.
But it's in the dark.
I've been in a GTR...
With Aerosmith.
With Aerosmith.
That takes away from the appeal. I've been in a GTR with launch control. Trust me, that launch is nothing. Whatever. It's what you do in the launch. When you go up at that 45-degree angle, it's priceless. Never mind. I'm going to go back to the Disney Hollywood Studios. We'll talk about the Hulk later. It's got a great Christmas event, which apparently might not be coming back to the studios this year. Yes. Lights, Motors, Action, I think, is a really great show. And Fantasmic is like the nighttime spectacular to end all nighttime spectaculars. I know there's going to be some dissenting view here. Maybe some of you like Wishes. Maybe some of you like Illuminations. But I think Fantasmic is just one of those things that everybody has to do at night in Hollywood Studios, and it's amazing. There's no theme park interact development. And that's one thing that Universal's really pushing heavily. Magic Kingdom's pushing heavily. And they don't have one over there. I know they're trying to get one over there. They just don't have one yet. Epcot even has one with the Kim Possible thing where you walk around and do interactive stuff. It's got no real big dessert thing that you have to do, which I'm going to talk about later when I get into like Magic Kingdom.
I highly disagree. If you go out at Tower of Terror, there is a very nice place you can get a cookie ice cream. Freshly made cookie, bit of ice cream in the middle, so good, right out there.
Do you see everybody walking out of the park with that?
You should. They should. And if they don't know about it, they need to listen to this podcast. Yeah. And go and get himself one.
I will try one, but I know at the confectionery, the line is into Tomorrowland.
It is not long, and get it off the Tower of Terror, you'd be very happy you did.
There's also no solid quick service there. I know they got the Sci-Fi Diner, which is a really good table service, but where's the quick service? The commissary is, I know they're trying to do stuff with Star Wars, and they maybe are going to bring something, but right now they don't have a solid quick service. There's also a lot of blank space in that park. I know they're going to transition it to Star Wars. They're going to transition to Pixar Place. Right now, it's just blank space. And it's barely half a day park, really. It's four rides that have really long lines. Congratulations. Everything else is forgettable in that park. And that is why I have it at number four.
Bush, number three.
Well, you'd be happy to know none of my top two is actually SeaWorld.
Wow.
Number three is SeaWorld?
Number three is SeaWorld. Okay. I really do enjoy Manta. Probably one of my top, maybe my top attraction in the whole of Orlando. Kraken, Journey to Atlantis. I think they're great rides. Journey to Atlantis is the way it goes in a chute, and then you get a surprise by a roller coaster at the end. The first time I went on it, I thought it was brilliant. Back then as a kid.
Have you been on it recently since they don't have any effects working?
No, okay. So that maybe. Clayton Seymour, always funny. Always funny to see the shows. You can always go and see Shamu 2-3 times.
Do you sit in the splash zone?
I do sit in the splash zone, yes. Absolutely, I do sit in the splash zone.
That sounds so disgusting. I don't want to get splashed.
And it is a right. Unlike you, yourself, it is a right. It is a
theme. That's why you dumped your ex-girlfriend.
Sorry, what was that? We're
going a little off track here.
All
right.
All the memories.
What else
was like Rex was saying... It is actually a theme park I can keep on going back to. I don't know. It's like, yeah.
What?
Like you guys, you know, maybe because I enjoy my popcorn action flicks, the same thing. I can watch the show each day. I don't get bored of it. I can enjoy it. It's not a problem for me. I like to relax. I like the animals. It's a relaxing park that I can do things.
I hope you don't enjoy food if you like going back to that park every day.
They do have a nice funnel cake stand that my wife enjoys very much.
Well, I was going to say you get really skinny, but if you're crushing funnel cakes every day, I don't think so.
All right, I got at number three, Hollywood Studios is my number three. Mainly because of Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Toy Story, Star Tours.
Yep.
Again, I kind of based this on what parks I'd want to go to the most and what parks I'd go back to. Tower of Terror, one of my favorite rides. I love Rock and Roller Coaster. I know you say all it has is the launch and the initial loop.
One loop.
But I enjoy it. I like Aerosmith. I know you don't like Aerosmith. Not your taste in music, so that could be a factor in your decision making. But I do like Aerosmith. A couple of my favorite rides are at that park, and I wouldn't mind going back and riding them over and over again. So that's why it hits my number three.
I gotta say, those rides probably have the most re-rideability of any ride.
Right.
It's a great queue. You gotta admit that in Rock and Roller Coaster. Both of them, in fact.
It's good, but they're really annoying when, you know, they start leaving. They're like, oh, wait a minute. We can't leave our fans like that. I'm like, yeah, right. Come on, buddy.
I enjoy that. I do enjoy that.
I gotta admit, if I push the wall and I do walk through to the other side. But they added a single rider now. So now you can go.
That's been there a long time.
Really?
I hadn't been there
recently with single rider, so.
A long, long time.
Okay, well, that's good
news. What do you got at three?
Islands of Adventure.
I can't believe that.
Really? It's top three park.
I know. I thought it'd be higher up, though. That'd be top two.
There was some competition at the top, and it was tough to debunk those other two. IOA, Hulk, Spider-Man, Doctor Doom, Fearfall, Dudley Do-Right, Ripsaw Falls, Jurassic Park, River Adventure, Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey, Dragon Challenge, the Dr. Seuss E-Ticket, Poseidon's Fury. Tons to do. All they'd really need to do is get rid of Lost Continent and do something else there. Keep the mythos.
I do agree with that.
Do something else there.
Right.
And
Lost Continent is weak.
One-day park. A full Magic Kingdom-esque park that you need a full day to attack, or else you just don't have enough time. Because they're adding Kong next year. Kong is coming, and it is going to blow people's minds from what I've heard that's going to be in there. It's going to be two rides in one. So it can be an entire day's worth of fun if they just blow up Lost Continent and do something else with it.
I do agree with that.
It's got the interactive wand element that you can go around, and so you have that interactivity in the parks. It's got butterbeer and fireball whiskey and frozen butterbeer. The drink options are endless. It's got the greatest cookie ever. When it came out, it was the number one cookie in the world. And it's at that shop that you alluded to earlier, right? Bush. Yep, and the fudge. Everybody's obsessed with that fudge. Everybody loves to eat fudge at that bakery.
What about food disconnect? It's very strange.
Yep. Quick service, the Jurassic Park Visitor Center. It's called like Burger Digs or something. I don't know. It's the Jurassic Park Visitor
Excellent.
Center. Yeah. Most beautiful view where you're going to eat quick service. Excellent. Out over the lake, inside or outside. Topping bar for the burgers. Great food. There also is something called the Fire Eater's Grill, which I recently discovered. I got kicked out of the Mythos because they said they just don't have availability because it's the best theme park restaurant in the U.S. And lo and behold, I went to Fire Eater's Grill because I heard some good things, and I had one of the best pitas I'd ever had anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit of lamb in there.
You're having a pita.
A little bit of tzatziki sauce. Oh,
nice.
So good.
Oh, that sounds delicious, right?
So good. Yeah. And they had a pizzuki. It was a pizza cookie. Or a cookie brownie. Shaped like a pizza. Phenomenal. And then also the Three Broomsticks is a really great restaurant. Mythos, I don't need to talk about Mythos. Everybody knows about Mythos. My thinking is, though, it lacks holiday events. That's one of those things that just does not do well. And that's one of the reasons why it's lower on my list. It has no nighttime show, so nothing to keep you there late and excited about something special. It's got no shooter. It lacks a shooter. Like, in my opinion, every theme park should have at least one shooter. It's got rewritability through the max. And maybe that's what they should do, something in Lost Continent that involves bringing a shooter into the park. At least that's my opinion.
Could make Cat in the Hat a shooter.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of rides like one.
Yeah, why not? That's a good point. Yeah. Right? Yeah, that'd be awesome. Retrofit a shooter onto Cat
in
the Hat.
Cat in the Hat, yeah.
Yeah, little kids can ride it, and then I'll shoot on it.
That's the quote of the week. Little kids can ride it, and then I'll shoot on it. Great job, Tess.
And as I alluded to earlier, it is not a one-day park.
We are a family-friendly show, guys.
Yeah, right. you can let your kids listen to this if you want, but I wouldn't encourage it. Butch, are you going to let your little one listen to this show?
All right. So, I think we need to move on from Tess's number three and move on to our number two. We're running out of time here on the show. Bush's number two park, what is your number two?
Disney Hollywood Studios, or MGM Studios, as I like to still call it. Mm-hmm. I say, it's got two of my favorite rides on there, the Terra Terra. Aerosmith in the Dark, exactly, as we'll allude to. I think it's got a great atmosphere, the cookie ice cream. When I was talking to my wife as well, she reminded me of the great retail shops they have there. They do have some cool Disney shops where you can get some stuff. It is a bit small, though. Like you say, I like the attractions, I like the shows, the lights, what is it called?
Ice Motors Action. Yeah. It was important.
Great show.
Disneyland Paris.
But it is a bit small, again, so... But it's a park I can keep on going back to because of those two rides and the cookie ice cream. I could do that all day, every day.
I had Travis cookie ice cream.
Yeah.
I've never tried
it. It's phenomenal.
I actually agree with that statement that the park is small, because the other park you said was small is 500 acres. This one's in like the mid-hundreds, but half of it is all fake props and crap.
It's just,
so.
Right. So there we go. That's my number two.
And at number two, I have Universal Studios.
Wow.
Number two.
Wow.
Harry Potter, Rip Red Rocket, Men in Black, Mummy, Transformers. It's gotten so much better over
Shrek,
the years. Simpsons,
me,
Shrek,
E.T.
I mean, yeah. It's gotten so much better than it used to
thank
be.
Thank you.
I actually hadn't gone there until I was in my teens. I had only gone to Disney World parks, and then my uncle brought me there. When they still had King Kong and Jaws, they were all cool. But I just think it's gotten better by leaps and bounds recently with the addition of Harry Potter and all the other new rides, Mummy and all those. So I could go back over and over and over and over again. Love the park.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I like the move going from ride the movies to I'll put you in the world of the movies and then you can experience it.
Yeah.
And that's really the difference you see between the Mummy, which I think is a great... attraction is all right. Don't get me wrong. Way better than the one out of California. It's an amazing attraction. But then you go into Diagon Alley, and your mind
amazing.
Is blown.
Amazing.
People will stay there for half the day and still not see it all.
Yeah. Just the details.
Yeah, you're right. So it is over to my number two. And I have to admit, I had a different list before I went on my trip. And I came back from my trip, and I forgot to revise my list. So Bush, sitting next to me, saw me changing some numbers around and was actually freaking out as I was doing it. That's why there was a big silence between myself and him. Number two, I have Magic Kingdom. The reason why it was number one is because it was the only park I really felt was a full one-day park. But thinking about Universal Studios and going to Universal Studios, it really is a one-day park in its own now. It's gotten to that status. Also, Magic Kingdom, like we talked about earlier, the kids annoyed the crap out of me. And just the last experience I had where it was wet, it was raining, and there were little effing kids everywhere pissing me off. I don't want to go back. And it might be a complete park. And it might have 84 rides. And it might have 1,700 shows and like 50 restaurants to eat at and all that. It has everything you want for a theme park. There's just too many annoying little kids.
Yeah, but it's also kind of quantity and not as much quality.
Right.
I agree, but like you said, the nostalgia factor to me outweighs the quality. Because yes, the quality sucks now, but at one point that was top of the line. The Three Mountains, Big Thunder Railroad, Splash, Space, amazing.
They were amazing. They were amazing.
Yes, Splash has run down. It sucks now. I get it. But Space Mountain still, to me, is a very cool ride.
It is a very cool ride.
Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor, I think, is one thing they actually did do right. One of their newer additions. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is a really good attraction that I went on. The Dole Whip Float that you get every night. The Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom game you can play. The Confectionery you go get your ice cream sundae at every night, although the line is massively long. Cosmic Rays reminds me of childhood every time I go in there. Be Our Guest restaurant, the Plaza restaurant. It's just the quick service really is lacking food. I love Cosmic Rays because of the nostalgia factor. I went there with my dad every single time I went to the park. Every single time I went to Magic Kingdom my whole life. So that's why I really like it. But the food sucks. It's actually the busiest restaurant in all of the United States. But the food is the worst food in all of the United States. And there's not enough adult rides. As you said earlier, Sexy Rexy, just not enough adult rides. I really wish they would have gone with a darker theme and then it would have been higher.
It boils down to nostalgia, really. I mean, it's most of the time it's everyone's first experience with an Orlando theme park or a theme park in general. That's where a lot of people come for their first theme park experience. And you go to Magic Kingdom and that's what it is. So.
Yeah, people come from areas with amusement parks, you know, the Six Flags.
Right, right.
And then you're used to amusement parks, and then you come to Magic Kingdom, your mind is blown.
Yeah, exactly. All right, time for our number one. So, Busch.
Unfortunately, it is not Busch Gardens, but it is, in fact, Epcot.
What?
I will try and change your mind on these things, but...
Why would you do that?
I think you say it's all a one-day park. I don't think it needs to be a one-day park. You can go to all the other parks and always end up there. For 4 nights of your vacation, you can always end up back in Epcot.
But do you take a trip to Orlando for Epcot?
Yes, I would. And many times I have done that, especially during the Food and Wine Festival. So many times. Wow. I love the park. Okay, you can relax. You can relax in the pool all day. We have... No, not even for that. Like, me and my wife will go up there. You can relax in the pool in during the day and go in there in the evening.
I can relax in the pool at my house. Why would I go up to Orlando to relax in a pool? That's what I never understood about people who do that on vacation. Just like sitting in the hotel room watching TV. Why would I do that on vacation? Just to make sense.
Yeah, it's your own personal opinion. if you are cultured, you can go around the world and you do still see stuff. It's pretty cool, you know. I know you guys, who, especially Tess here, always wants his hot dogs or his burgers, and that's pretty much anything fried.
I don't like burgers either. There we go, fried.
Anything fried, but you do, and there is some great, great restaurants there. You want to try everything. You can drink around the world, especially the Germany. I love that restaurant.
What's it called?
I don't know.
No. The Germany.
Isn't there more than one? That's the only reason why I'm asking.
I have it on another list, but no, it's the... It's a fast food place in Germany there.
What do they have there?
Hot dogs, bratwurst, sauerkraut.
Schnitzel.
Great. Schnitzel. It's just
Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, it's just great. There's so much variety there. There is so much variety to eat, relax. All the family can go. It's one of them that even your granddad who doesn't go on rides or enjoy rides will enjoy that park. There are certain parts of it.
Yeah, that happened with me, but my granddad had like a mini heart attack on test track. That was a bad decision. That's a true story.
like you say, I mean, the rides are okay. They're not gonna be great, but they're okay. They're trying to be that teaching thing, Mission Space. You know, it is what it is.
They were.
I do enjoy soaring, but I do wish they'd done it for Florida. Whatever they did, it's California. It doesn't work. If they'd done it for Florida, I think it would be maybe on my top seven list. But it's not.
They are changing it, by the way. So you might get your wish.
Good. I do believe. And then the ending, the illuminations. I just think it's great. You're overseeing the park, if you can get the right seat, like especially in the English pub there, you can get yourself a seat, watch the illuminations. It's great. I believe there is no better show at the end of a night than that.
Well, you're saying you go to the English pub when you're in Epcot?
To see the fireworks, yeah, absolutely.
I would never have guessed.
Yeah, surprising. Great shopping on your way around. You can get stuff, and the stuff is legit from England. You can get your soccer kits and stuff. It's you know, like a sale football kits.
Football kits.
No, but legit, like, it's legitimately things that they sell in England.
Yeah, like the football kits.
People
that
live
in
England.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, so, and all the other countries, and that's what I mean. All the other countries are legit. Things you can buy, all the Cadbury's product and everything, it's legit all the way around. And that's maybe something you didn't know, maybe you should. It's enjoyable.
Alright. Number one for me is Islands of Adventure. And I just have two reasons for that. Superheroes and Harry Potter. What more could you ask for? I'm a huge comic book fan. I love superheroes. I'm probably a bigger fan of DC Comics, but I do like Marvel also, and tons of Marvel there, obviously. The iconic Hulk roar as you walk up. Don't like the queue for the Hulk at all whatsoever. It ruins the ride for me, but the ride itself is awesome. And just hearing the roar as you walk up to the park. Tons of rides. I've been to this park more than any other park. It's kind of the go-to. Like, if I go to Orlando, I have to go to Islands of Adventure. And Universal Studios has now fallen into that list also of parks I just have to visit. So if I'm going up and I have a limited amount of time, it's Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios.
Nice.
And it was the original Harry Potter world. Love it. Butterbeer, just like you said, like you talked about. Forbidden Journey is one of my favorite rides, if not my favorite ride of all. So just great superheroes and Harry Potter, you can't beat it. And great themes, like you said. Only one weak spot in the park, and hopefully they'll address that soon. So
good news to your qualms with the superhero island of Marvel. They did get a deal done with Disney where they're going to refurb it, possibly take Dr. Doom's Fearfall completely offline and put a new attraction there.
I would love that, because Dr. Doom's Fearfall is my least favorite ride in that park, I think.
Hulk will also be getting a refurb, and that includes a queue refurb. So
AC, please.
You might be getting your wish. I honestly think you're 100% correct. I think if they AC that thing out, yes, it might cost them a little more money, but you're going to get a lot more people liking that park lot better.
Yep.
That is good news for you. I just wish they put a sit-down restaurant there. Table service restaurant. Why not the one that overlooks the lake? I think it's called Captain America Diner or something.
Mm-hmm.
Why not make it a real diner? That would
good
be
point.
Really enjoyable.
Oh, and I forgot to mention Mythos.
Yes, you can't
best forget restaurant.
Mythos.
Yeah.
I'll eat there right now. I'm full.
All right, what you got for number one, Tess?
Number one, if anybody's following along with the bouncing ball, you'll know it's Universal Studios Orlando, USO, is my favorite park. You mentioned all the rides before. Gringotts, Mummy, River Ride, Rocket, Transformers, MIB, blah, 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 blah. I love MIB. I must ride that thing 100,000 times.
Didn't you get a max score?
I got 925. Please don't rub it in. I'm getting close. I haven't hit it yet. I hit about 800 normally, around 800. I've got up to 925. But I've gone on it so many times. The people who are on the attraction know who I am, ask me how I'm doing, blah blah blah, and they let me go through the baby swap to go back into the single rider line without having to go outside and back in the building. So that's when you know you have it good. And I don't know how your experience with the theme park attendants are, but they're the most warm, welcoming, friendly, nicest people I've ever met, with the exception of the Simpsons area. But that's because they're supposed to be that way. They make fun of the workers in the ride, and they're supposed to be like bickering teens, and that's what they do. But Disney has been now the one where they're all clicky and they're talking to each other and they kind of ignore you, at least what I've experienced recently. where Universal's really changed that culture around, where they try to talk to you and they try to engage you and they try to give you helpful hints and advice and things of that nature. Interactive ones I talked about earlier, they got the Flaming Moe, Duff Beer, the Deathly Hallows Beer. They have these signature drinks you can't get anywhere else. Disney's trying to recreate that, but you know, has only succeeded with Watermelon Lemonade. They also have, inside of the area, the Harry Potter area, they have Beetle the Bard, and they have a couple different showings. And one of my favorite shows that I will watch every time is the Three Brothers. Story about the Three Brothers who at the Deathly Hallows. One of the greatest shows I've ever seen. That and Ollivanders. That show, I know you have a child, Bush, that show will touch you.
I still have to check those out.
Yeah.
When you go in there and you see some kid who really thinks he got his wand for the first time and just...
magical.
The experience, yes. And they really ham it up at Universal, right? And they throw all these effects in there and blah, 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 right? But still, to even see the parents and the child's reaction, it really is, as I'll say it, and I'm going to get killed for this, touching. Fast Food Boulevard and the Simpsons, great, you know, area to stop and eat in the AC. Leaky Cauldron. Lombards is actually a good sit-down area. Not the best, but good. And maybe I'm just comparing it too hard to the Mythos, but it's a good area. It's on the cusp of being a phenomenal blow-out-the-world park. The only thing I think they really need to do is do something with Terminator, do something with Disaster, and do something with Twister. They do something with those things, I think they've got it sorted out. I even think that maybe they should take where they have the attraction with Gru and the Minions, Despicable Me.
Yep.
And take everything from there back and make a super silly fun land like they did out in California, where it's all Despicable Me stuff. I mean, the line is like 5 hours. So they even take Rip Ride Rocket and they change the coaster and they somehow theme it to be something going through Gru's house or his factory or whatever. Something, and then it's an indoor coaster. Something to that effect, where they take that whole side and turn it into Despicable Me and really take advantage of this brand they've built, especially with the new Minion movie coming out. They already have a second Despicable Me movie. It's making tons of money. That's just me personally. And then I think it's complete. It's got no late night suite option. That's the only real negative from me. And I just think it's right there. It's a one-day park. It doesn't have as much things as Magic Kingdom, but it's more to see, and there's more depth than the Magic Kingdom.
All right, well, that was our first top seven list. We're going to go over our weighted top three that Bush has been tracking. So he gives a point system based on where each park fell into our individual lists, and now this is our overall top three. Bush, I'll turn it over to you.
One of the things I like about this is with every other top seven we'll have, we will be missing things that other people won't have on their list. With this one, this is the only real, true, complete list we have because we only have seven options.
True. Where do we
should have been eight, but again, no, we're not going to argue that.
Yeah,
you're right. It's actually a joint number two. There is no number three
what?
In this one.
Okay.
Number two come out joint is Universal Studios and the other studios, Hollywood Studios, Disney.
Did
Hollywood
either one
studios.
Have a number one? Whichever has a number one gets the advantage, right?
No, I think it's all level. You can't, you know, because
the other
ones
both
weighted
number
high.
One vote?
No.
No.
Well,
but
then
it's all
Universal Studios would take number two, and that means Hollywood Studios would take number three.
But no, because it's all weighted, because then also Universal Studios also got the lowest vote.
That's not typical.
Number six. So I'm casting it as both number two,
who
and that's the
Universal
way it's staying.
Universal Studios number six.
And that would be me.
That was you.
So yeah. Clearly Universal Studios is number two on that list.
Quite clearly not. It's actually level, and
okay.
I win.
And
it's
then,
my
and then
vote.
What's number one?
Number one is Islands of Adventure.
Of course, it has to be.
Wow.
So, there we go.
All right, so our number one overall Orlando theme park is Islands of Adventure.
Sweet.
So join us next week, guys. If you want to drop us any feedback, you can email us at any of our email addresses, tess@tpopodcast.net, bush@tpopodcast.net, or sexyrexy@tpopodcast.net. And if you want to visit us on our site, it is www.tpopodcast.net. We'll see you next week, guys.
Is it sexy with a Y or an I?
Sexy with a Y. Sexy, Rexy. Y's in both places. See you next week, guys.